Let's explore the chakras in some more detail. And always remember that there are many different viewpoints. So we just want to take on board what is useful for us. But from the InSync approach, we recognize that as soon as we have a thought, the energy body is activated and a particular chakra is activated. So the pattern of our thinking, which includes our feeling, everything that passes through the mind, is constantly enlivening the chakras and therefore enlivening the whole energy body. The effects of this are manifold. What I'll focus on here is the effects on our body, on our mind, emotions and behaviors. So the root chakra, Muladhara, the first chakra, remember it's associated with the earth element. So this is the place for groundedness, feeling anchored, feeling a sense of place, stability and belonging. And with each of the energy centers, we can have too little energy, excessive energy. Imbalance can be in either way. So it's a little bit like the Goldilocks principle, Goldilocks and the Three Bears. When she tried the chair of Papa Bear, it was too hard, Mama Bear's was too soft, and Baby Bear's was just right. Same with the porridge, too hot, too cold, just right. So with each of the chakras, we can have too much energy, too little energy, or when it's fully developed, the chakra is vibrating in the most optimal way, then we awaken the highest potentialities of each chakra. So you can just start to tune in a bit to your own life and your own body as we go through the chakras and just see what resonates for you. So for someone who's really feeling very grounded, they have a wonderful sense of home, of place, they've really got a sense of strength and balance in that root chakra. Someone who doesn't feel any sense of place, who perhaps often feels ungrounded, who doesn't feel safe, and doesn't have that sense of trust that comes from a strong sense of place, they're going to have too little energy flowing through this chakra. Of course, excessive energy would lead to tribalism. So when you come across the tribal activity, say in bikie gangs or organized crime, loyalty at all costs, or in some of the tribal context we might have come across, we see when there's too much energy that is not enabling the chakra to function effectively. So we can understand the chakra on a personal level also, and we can understand it on a community level. So chakras operate in different ways. We could say there are planetary chakras, there are chakras you could say that operate on a much wider community level. If you look at the world at the moment, there's so many displaced people, so many refugees. These are first chakra issues. So keywords, sense of place, security, groundedness, belonging, and feeling at home. Now, if we're out of balance here, we're going to have issues related to the earth element. So these can be issues related to excretory systems. We can have issues related to our bones. There's all sorts of things that first chakra will relate to, insecurities in life. And the mental and emotional sense of not being at home, not having a place, not belonging. And of course, behaviors that can manifest from that. Feeling that you don't belong, feeling excluded. So these are all issues that in some way are related to our Muladhara. When we come to Svadhisthana, remember it's the water element, and this chakra is so much associated with our enjoyment of life, so the taste for life. So when you come across people who really have a wonderful enjoyment of life, very balanced and just delight in the pleasures of life, this is an example of someone whose Svadhisthana is strong and balanced. Someone who can't enjoy anything, they can't enjoy their food, they can't enjoy sensory experience, sensations. These are people who really not enough energy flowing in Svadhisthana. And of course, those who get lost in addiction, in really get lost in just overwhelmingly caught in seeking sensation and pleasure, they have way too much energy flowing. So everyone from sex addicts through to people who have issues with food, eating way too much, or just can't stop, going for tastes. In fact, most of our addictions in some way relate to Svadhisthana. Most of them. And the sexual energy, of course, it can flow through any of the centers. So when sexual energy is strongly directed through Muladhara, that's when there's going to be some flavor of connecting for a sense of place and belonging, security. So when sexual activity is flavored by that, Muladhara is active. When it's very much focused on pleasure, enjoyment, this is very much a Svadhisthana expression of sexual energy. And of course, we can be very connected in the heart center, anahata, and sexual energy can be flowing through any of the centers, but it's good to be clear that Svadhisthana is the place for enjoyment. Too little enjoyment of life or too much, these are imbalances. And when it's just right, we have a wonderful taste for life. We really enjoy the pleasures of simple things, the delights of the senses. And when we fully awaken Svadhisthana, then all sorts of creative capacities awaken. So this center is also associated with creativity in different ways and with our potential for great delight, great pleasure. So this is Svadhisthana. The third chakra, Manipura, is associated with empowerment. And anytime anyone feels they're not able to control something they're wanting to control, they feel things are out of their control and they're really bothered by that. Basically, anytime someone is stressed, Manipura is normally out of balance. Anytime someone is anxious, they're trying to control that which they can't, they're resisting. These are all manifestations of Manipura where it's really out of balance and we need to strengthen it. if there's way too much energy flowing in an imbalanced way, then there will be dominance. People will be behaving in a very forceful, insensitive way, and pushiness. Type A personality is someone who is really money poor, out of balance, and too much energy is flowing through it. I should have mentioned that with Swadhisthana, some of the physical problems associated with it, everything from urinary tract infections, genital diseases, bladder, ovaries, all the issues associated with the reproductive systems, and some of these other issues, these are very common with Swadhisthana imbalance. With Manipura, the classic is ulcers, indigestion, acidity, or if there's too little energy flowing, lack of capacity to digest. So really a lot of troubles in the digestive system that way. And really when Manipura is strong and well balanced, we can digest any experience. Someone who's awakened Manipura fully, tremendous willpower, tremendous sense of presence, like a physical presence. You really feel their energy when they are in a room, or they come into a room, you'll feel a strong sense of that person's presence, Manipura. And Manipura gives tremendous capacity for effective action. So it's a very, we could say, masculine energy center, and enables tremendous achievement in the world when it's balanced, and when it's awakening its great potentialities. When we go to the fourth chakra, Anahata. Anahata is all about love, compassion, joy, feeling. It's the place where we feel. And of course we could be unable to feel. We, you know, if someone's got a hardened heart, or their heart's dry, unable to feel, or disconnected in other ways, there's a lack of capacity to feel. And to feel love, to feel joy, to feel connection, to feel compassion, to empathize. When it's there's way too much energy flowing in an imbalanced way, we could just be so gushy and sentimental and over emotional, so way over emotional. When Anahata is awakened in its potential, then we experience unconditional love, bliss, joy, the capacity to feel the deep connectedness of life and loving presence. The behaviors, of course, when Anahata is out of balance and there's not much energy flowing, well, people can just behave in very insensitive ways, very disconnected ways, lack of awareness of others. And of course, if someone's heart's very hardened, then of course we connect with in a way that we harm others, or cruel, in a cruel way. If it's just out of balance and too much energy is flowing, then we're just going to be in way too emotional and emotionally overwhelmed, really, and not able to be effective and not balanced in the feeling and intellectual capacities. With the fifth chakra, Vishuddhi, it's going to again be the center for our self-expression. So it's all about expressing ourselves in the world. So this can also mean our creative expression. It's our expression of who we are, our voice, our ability to express feelings and needs. And if we don't express, if we hold back in some way, then not enough energy is flowing through here, there's blockages. And a common way that people can contract in the Vishuddhi is with grief. You know, in many Western cultures where people haven't learned how to grieve effectively, how to let go of sadness and grief. Grief is often held in this throat center, and that will manifest as all sorts of problems. So if we don't express ourselves in life, if we're blocked in some way, then the result of that energetically will be issues related to the neck, the throat, the thyroid, things like throat cancers, all sorts of things. When there's way too much energy in an imbalanced way flowing through, people are just too incredibly talkative, expressive, just unable to control that constant. So if you've had the experience of someone who, you know, you recognize they just talk so much, this would indicate that the Vishuddhi chakra is way too much energy flowing in an imbalanced way. Too much expression. So this gives you a little sense of it, and we get a little sense of the behaviors that would come if there's way too much expressiveness or way too little. With the sixth chakra, Agni chakra, this is really the command center. So this is the place of, you know, where we see things in the mind's eye. It's the place of intuition. We also have intuition, feeling for things in the heart center, but here in Agni, it's more like we see things. We can see it more on the screen of consciousness, that screen of awareness that we see with our eyes closed. And this command center, again, if it's really balanced, then intellect is functioning in a very refined, steady and effective way. If there's too little energy, then we've got issues with our capacity to discern, to discriminate. If there's way too much energy in an imbalanced way, then the mind is just way too active and not able to maintain a focus, excessive imagination, all of these sort of things. So when it's fully awakened, then we have extraordinary capacity for discernment, discrimination, and all these subtler capacities of deep intuition and the, you could say, what's commonly described as clairvoyance or clairaudience, these sorts of things are manifest in people whose Agni chakra is highly awakened. And with Vishuddhi, the throat center, when it's awakened to a high degree, extraordinary expression of creativity, of beauty in voice, music, poetry, creative writing, all of those sorts of things, music. Yeah. So these are the key chakras we need to be aware of. Remember Sahasra, the seventh chakra, it's really the place of the experience of unbounded awareness. So if we think of the thousand petals representing unbounded awareness, pure consciousness, and we can actually have this experience like there's a physical location, it's like awareness is just radiating in all directions, and the thousand petals is a very beautiful symbol of that. So you may recognize, as we've been going through, that some of your chakras. You've got some issues that need balancing or healing related to some of the chakras. You might recognize some chakras seem stronger or more balanced. Just take note. And for the chakras that we need to work more with, those that need more healing and balance, let's bear that in mind, that we want to give them more attention. During our asana practice, there's certain asanas that will bring more awareness to those areas. And of course, there's many different ways we can work with the chakras, including using color, working with the breath, and in one of the other practices that are recorded for you, you'll get a taste of using vibration mantra, and this is one of the most powerful ways to work with balancing chakras. Okay, so namaste.